Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Bird Show.
If I have this right, Abby just said that she would want me to give away everything I've earned for me to look like Matt Rife.
That's not what I said. I would give everything away for Matt Rife to come and be on the show, but I don't know if I want him to be your replacement.
I said I would give up all of this to look like Matt Rife, and she said I would too. Meaning, like, you would give away what I have built for me to look like Matt Rife.
I meant that I would give up everything to look like Matt Rife.
We were talking about him earlier this morning, so he came back up, and I didn't really know all that much about him, and I started watching his videos, and I'm like, this is just not fair. Like, God is like, he gave him great looks, and he's funny. There's got to be something super wrong with this dude somewhere down the line.
You should only be able to get one. I feel that way about Natalie Portman, who is beautiful, talented actress, speaks several languages, went to Harvard. I'm like, no, you don't get all of that.
Right.
You can pick maybe two. I'll let you be attractive and in movies.
It's logic. It's the balance of life, too, so... I mean, God did extra on this dude, so he did way less for somebody else.
I don't know if it was God. I think it was Dr. G-O-D.
That is what they mean when they say God giveth and God taketh away.
All right, so Abby has a podcast called The Breakup Breakdown. She'll tell you about that, but there still are some that are unsolved breakups.
Yes, so every time I end a season, I have like this batch of submissions that I've looked into, I've DM'd people, I've called up private investigators to figure out what happened in these relationships. And I, you know what? I'm not God. I can't make every story happen. I can't always get answers, but some of these genuinely keep me up at night.
So the podcast itself is a series of interviews with people that were in bad breakups, and they tell their side, and they're jaw-dropping.
Horrible. Oh my gosh. And the ones that I've been interviewing for the upcoming one I'm starting to drop next week. So dramatic. It's amazing. But yeah, every now and then there's some loose ends, and I basically have all these submissions that I wish I could have figured out, but I can't.
Okay. So we will just try to guess what we think might have happened.
We're going to come to our own conclusions. So this first one that I have, it's a submission about a couple where one of them might have cheated on the other while living abroad. So it was this couple that went to high school together. They started dating freshman or sophomore year, on again, off again, always ended up back together. They go to college together, and then turns out she got pregnant. Everything seemed to be working out for them though. They bought a house, had a baby, started a family, moved to another state, and then they got engaged. No issues, everything's great. Then out of nowhere, they decided to sell all their belongings and move to Costa Rica. They hyped it up on social media. They started talking about working to live instead of living to work. They even created an Instagram account where they were posting pretty regularly about their adventures. It was supposed to last several months. And then after 6 weeks or so, the girl posted a picture with the son back in the U.S. The last post on their joint account said nothing about leaving Costa Rica. The girl started posting pics with just herself and her son, but it was kind of weird. Fast forward, and the guy's mom's posts about him for the first time, and he's engaged to somebody else.
Ooh.
4 days later, the guy and his new fiance have a gender reveal. Crazy. Did he meet her in Costa Rica? Is she the reason they broke up? I'm so perplexed as to what happened.
Well, so we don't know if she's Costa Rican or not. We have no idea if they met down there. Where else would he have met her?
We don't know. So she's the one detail that I skipped over, which I'm like, does this even matter? Apparently she looks really similar to the first girl that he was engaged to. So I don't know what these people look like because I don't remember. I DM a lot of people. But
so in a case like this, do you follow back up trying to get answers, or is this a cold case now?
I always do one follow up because I don't want to get reported for harassment, because then I won't be able to DM people and then I won't have a podcast and it'll suck. I always give them two chances. I do one and then I wait like a couple of months and then I go back in. I'm like, hey, still thinking about your breakup every night.
Can other people DM on your behalf?
No. I mean,
no, that is harassment.
From a burner account.
Yes, different account.
For legal purposes, I am not encouraging this. Okay, this one is about middle school sweethearts that got engaged, and then the girl soft launched her breakup on her Snapchat. So this couple had been together since middle school and everyone was jealous of their relationship. They're so happy. They never had to be single. It was wonderful. He was super attractive, smart, all-star athlete. She was the genius. She wanted to be a lawyer and he an accountant. It was the suburban dream. They decided to go to the same college together and everything seemed great. They announced their engagement and everyone was so excited for them because they'd been together for like 10 years. And then one day, in late 2022, she posted on her Snapchat story a picture of her niece wearing a shirt that said, "My mom's taken, but my aunt," which is this girl, "is hot, smart, and single." My jaw hit the floor. I went to check her Instagram, and they both deleted their pictures together. Mm. Remember, they've been together for a decade, and she changed her Instagram bio to, "If you're gonna be stupid, you better be tough."
Ooh.
Sounds like she's sending a message.
If you're going to be stupid, you better be tough.
I know. So maybe he did something stupid. Maybe he cheated on her, probably. That's always our default. We're always sitting there. We're like, somebody cheated. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right. All right. You can check it out where?
It's on anywhere you get your podcasts. It's called The Breakup Breakdown.
The Burt Show.